everyone. I'm Walter. Pandemic used to be something we all knew could never happen, but now it's real life, and everyone's biggest concern seems to be how they're going to wipe their butts. You dumbasses, get a hose. Can't we just take 2020, unplug it, and reboot? We are here to give you our thoughts on this terrible situation which we are all going through together.
Yep, because I'm good at thinking about stuff.
And we're all in this together, and I'm here to help out with some tips and ideas on how to stay safe and be healthy. Because, you know, we're going to be fine. I'm going to be fine. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. You're going to be fine.
Whatever. Where do we start?
This makes that time I caught hoof and mouth disease seem like an office party.
They keep telling us to use common sense. I don't know what that means, but apparently it doesn't work because here we are. Okay, they say, don't panic. Everything's gonna be fine. Just don't panic. Don't panic. Don't panic. If it's fine, it's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
You can prevent coronavirus by drinking only American beer, because there's no such thing as Budweiser disease. Or Coors Contagion, yeah. Or Michelob Microbe. Or Bush virus. Well, that's different. I caught that. What, 2-4?
As a lot of you know, my side job is being a greeter at Walmart. Thanks to this pandemic, I have now altered my usual salutation. Welcome to Walmart. Get your stuff, but if you get near me, I'll stab you in the neck.
Okay, you can prevent caring about the coronavirus by drinking a lot of American beer. True?
That's true.
Yeah, and that's where I am right now.
These viruses can be killed by household bleach, alcohol, and plastic explosives.
True story.
Wearing a mask will not keep you from getting the virus. Hey, this reminds me of that time I got some bad hooch.
All I know is you're not supposed to touch anything, like a package, or in the mail. If something comes in the mail, you don't touch it. Don't touch it! Don't touch it!
You can make your hand sanitizer out of vodka, and then lick your hand safely.
Just leave it on the front porch, and then you spray it with Lysol. And then you get Purell, and dump a bucket of Purell on the package. Keep washing your hands until they feel like they're going to fall off. Yeah, like that. But don't touch the package, because you don't know what the mailman has it. It's fine. If you ask me, the folks hoarding all the hand sanitizers are the real ass wipes.
It's better to be a hoarder than a whore.
I haven't seen hoarding like this since the day Drakkar Cologne came out.
And here's the big thing. Don't touch your face. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face.
You should wash your hands for 20 seconds, which ironically is the same amount of time that it takes me to... this is awkward.
No, officer. I am transporting all of this alcohol and nitroglycerin to make hand sanitizer. Yeah. That's it.
They say the most effective skin sanitizers are 70% alcohol. So, if you drink 90 proof whiskey, just lick anything to clean it. I'm a damn genius.
Gasoline is not a hand sanitizer, or a gargle, or a seasoning.
Guilty on 3 counts, Your Honor.
I heard the disease comes from China, so eat off paper plates.
Stop calling coronavirus a minefield. A minefield is a minefield.
Since this thing is called a pandemic, it must have started with a panda. What? Aren't pandas from China? No? I don't know.
My wife just told me she's negative. Yeah, she is. About everything.
I hope the coronavirus test is true, false, and not fill in the blank, because that SAT was a bitch.
Don't touch your face! Don't touch your face! I have an itch! I have to touch my face! I have to!
Do not touch your face or yourself in public, especially in a school zone.
Just don't touch your face! Don't touch your face! I touched my face!
Don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth. Cop had me do that once. Fail.
If you see something, don't say something. Just cough on the asshole.
I have to touch my face. I swear, I have to touch my face. I love touching my face. I love touching my face. I miss touching my face.
Self-isolate. Stay home from work. That one kills me. Okay, twist my arm.
If non-essential government employees will have to stay home, does that mean no more Bernie Sanders?
I touched my face!
They say cover your mouth when you sneeze, so I guess I should cover my nose when I cough. Ooh, I sucked at biology too.
The people at the most risk of infection are the elderly. This is one of the few times that I want to stay in the box.
I don't care anymore.
If you're out in public, you need to avoid getting near any of the idiots who are out in public.
Minimize your risk of exposure. I'm pretty sure that means zip it up.
How am I going to minimize my risk of exposure? Every part of me is exposed. I guess I'll wear my turban on my face.
To end this pandemic, we must abide by appropriate social distancing, which means staying away from everyone by at least 6 feet. That's right, everyone. Hey, come here.
No.
Yeah, come here.
What?
We're not exactly 6 feet apart.
No.
Arm too short?
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah.
Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm fine.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Hang on. Isn't this dangerous?
What?
Pandemic? You're not 6 feet away.
What's 6 feet? What's 6 feet? 6 feet.
Stop it. Don't touch my face. Wait. Is that the same thing? What, you're not supposed to touch your face, but can you touch somebody else's face? Peanut, can I touch your face? Touch your face. I can touch your face. I like to touch the face, Jethatha. Not that. Oh, come on, Jethatha. Too many consonants wasted. J-E-F is Jeff, but it's Jethatha. Why is it always a guy's name with too many consonants on the end? Jethatha, Scott-tata, Glendana. Oh, guys, you never hear girls. You never hear Elizabeth. Or Mary. What was your name? Jasmine. Oh, there you go, Jasmine. Jasmine. Hey, before I forget, you changed all our Wi-Fi passwords.
I did.
Why?
Security maintenance.
Did you just make that up?
I think so.
Okay, so you changed all three to new passwords.
Yes, I did.
Okay. The backstage Wi-Fi, the tour bus Wi-Fi, and the Wi-Fi at home.
That's correct.
Okay.
And this time, I made them passwords unusual, so we would remember them, but they couldn't be guessed easily.
Great. Yeah, the 1, 2, 3, 4 was kind of stupid. No,
I didn't do that.
I know, Brother Jay did, but he still forgot it.
Right, yeah.
So what's the password for the Wi-Fi backstage?
I can't tell you.
What?
I can't tell you.
Why not? Why not what? Why can't you tell me?
Tell you what?
The password. I just did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
What is it?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
Why not what? Why can't you tell me?
I just did.
Are you insane?
No,
then what's the password?
I can't tell you.
Jerk! What, you're a big jerk? Why? I'm asking for one single password for our Wi-Fi backstage.
And you should have it.
What is it?
I can't tell you.
I hate you!
Are we good?
Fine, 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 fine! Can I have the one for the bus?
Yes.
What's that one?
I don't remember.
Why not?
Why not what?
Why can't you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Okay, why don't you remember?
I do.
Okay.
Okay.
So what is it?
I don't remember.
Holy crap. Did you write it down?
Why should I?
In case you forgot it.
I won't forget it.
Clearly you just did.
No, I didn't.
Then what's the password?
I don't remember.
What the? We have 3 Wi-Fi networks.
Yes.
And you made up all the passwords.
I did.
And you know them all
by heart.
And I should have them too.
Of course you should.
What is the task order to the Wi-Fi backstage?
I can't tell you.
What's the one through the bus?
I don't remember.
The other one through the house?
Yes, and what is that one? You have to guess it.
I can't guess it!
Well, of course not. So what is it? You have to guess it.
I can't.
You're making no sense.
I'm making no sense. You're making no sense.
I don't know what to say to you. What's the Wi-Fi task order to the house? You have to guess it.
Screw you!
I don't deserve that.
I asked you through the task order through the backstage.
Yes.
You said I can't tell you.
Yes.
Then I asked the tour bus when you said I don't remember.
Also correct.
And now the one through the house, you say you have to guess it.
You got them all perfectly.
What the hell are you talking about?
Would you like to see the passwords in black and white?
Yes, I would.
They're on my computer. Can I go look?
Of course. Thanks. Oh, wait.
What?
What's the task word 3 computer?
Who's asking?
I am.
You're what? I'm asking for the task word on your computer. Who's asking?
Hello?
I'm right here.
Computer task word.
Who's asking?
Peanut is asking.
Well, never mind. Maybe I should ask your mother.
What'd you say?
Ask your mother.
Well, that's the one for my cell phone.
This is not 6 feet.
On Sarjev.
Am I harassing you? Sexually.
I could always just send you a picture.
Please don't do that.
Again?
Yes.
Okay, is everyone here?
Here. Present.
We're still waiting for Bubba J, of course.
Why are we doing this?
As you all know, our social media accounts are being trolled by someone named Voldemort is a Weenie.
That's a funny name.
Ah, the online jerk. I hate that infidel scum of Pondwater.
Ah, there's Bubba J.
I cannot hear him.
We can't hear you!
Stupid thing will unmute. How do I get it to unmute?
You just did.
Oh, I did? Oh, okay. It's this button.
There always has to be one moron in these group chats. Every single time.
Look! Look!
Oh, got it. Thanks. Okay, yeah. So, two mutes equals unmute.
Good grief.
Zoom, zoom. I'm on a Zoom call, and I'm making a left turn.
Bubba J?
I can't believe I put on pants for this.
I hear you, bro. Good Lord.
Hey, that's three of us without pants.
I've never thought of that. Now I feel a little gross on the inside.
Wow, look at you guys. This is my best dial-up signal yet. 56K dial-up. Go AOL.
Okay, Bubba J?
I don't know what the big deal about video conferencing is. It's just like being on the phone, except you can see who has a really crappy house. I win! You know what the hardest thing about working from home is? Trying to figure out which neighbor to steal a Wi-Fi signal from.
He's an idiot, but I like his thinking.
What are we going to talk about today? Governors that suck? That's my favorite.
What is?
When I watch the news and know that a lot of those elected officials are even dumber than me.
Can't argue with that. Agreed. Bubba J just might be smarter than he looks.
Hey, do you guys smell that?
Never mind.
Bubba J, you cannot smell over the internet.
I can. Take a whiff. I'm making my own beer. I call it Bubba J's COVID Rona. Yeah. After that, I'll sell my own whiskey, Bubba J's Pandemic Paint Thinner. When the stock goes public, I'll give you guys insider trading tips. No prob.
Can we just start the meeting?
Sorry.
I've called this together because we have a troll.
A troll? Like in The Lord of the Rings?
No!
Like the movie Trolls? And that one sings better than Justin Timberlake, but that's impossible because it is Justin Timberlake?
No, you idiot. There's some jerk online saying bad stuff about us.
Well, that's nothing new.
Oh, him. That guy is truly evil.
And a little humorous, but those two things usually go together. Thank you very much.
All right. I just sent you all a document with all the ones from him that I have found. Take a look.
I'll read the first one out loud.
No.
It's about Peanut.
Wait a second.
How can a guy with only one shoe stink worse than if he had a closet full of them? Very true. Even my camel is like, I hope that's not me. True story.
Read another one. You guys.
Hang on, this one's great. Peanut, you look like a unicorn coughed up a hairball.
That's funny.
That's hilarious. Unicorns don't have balls. Hairballs, sorry.
We could use this guy in my cyber terrorist program.
Wait, Peanut, what zoo did you break out of, and can you please break back in?
I did not mean we had to read these out loud.
Then we can read them out quietly.
This is fun. Let's see what the guy wrote about me. Okay. Ahmed is such a bad terrorist, he couldn't even blow up an inflatable doll.
Wait, what?
Hey, that is not true. And you guys know it. I have blown up many inflatable dolls. I mean, for a friend. Never mind. Moving on.
Hey, did you guys know that Jeff can make an inflatable doll talk? He made mine say naughty things.
Let's keep going.
Wait, I actually like this one. Ahmed might be dead, but he looks more alive than Walter.
What does that mean?
If you're a dead terrorist, why don't you just die already?
Well, now he's just hurting my feelings.
Walter, you want to read yours?
No.
I'll do it.
The hell you will.
Wait, wait, this one is my favorite. Walter looks like his expiration date was 2005.
What the hell? This is the kind of cyberbullying that Melania is fighting.
My turn. Do me.
I got this. Bubba J is so stupid, he thinks chlamydia is Beyonce's sister.
That's so stupid. Beyonce doesn't have a sister.
Here's another one. Bubba J is so stupid.
So stupid? What?
Nothing, that's it. Bubba J is so stupid.
I don't get it.
How about this one? Bubba J's parents are related.
Well, now he's just spouting off random facts. Hey, here's one about Walter.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Walter is so old, his first driver's license had Roman numerals.
Walter is so old, he doesn't get a physical, he gets an autopsy.
Now that's funny. No, it's not.
That means your in case of emergency contact is the morgue.
This is cyberbullying, isn't it? When I was young, we used to bully people to their faces and get our asses kicked like men.
Here's another Peanut one. Peanut looks like something you scrape out of a vacuum cleaner.
Oh. So stupid.
Dude, Peanut, do you wear a flea collar?
I think someone just joined our meeting.
Correct, I have, but I've been here the entire time. You've been...
Zoom bombed.
I don't know what's happening.
I am so jealous. You are our troll.
Like, for sure.
What do you want besides a hot pocket and a girlfriend?
Earl, do what your father
said. Mom!
What the?
Earl!
Mom, shut my door and don't come back until you have, like, hot pockets.
Turn that thing off and keep packing.
This isn't good.
Walter, you know this guy?
Yes.
How do you know this infidel scum?
Like, hi, Grandpa.
What? What?
He said, hi, Grandpa.
Guys, meet my grandson.
Hey, dudes. I'm Earl, but like it's spelled U-R-L.
That is kind of clever.
Hang on, I'm still spelling. Oh, and I thought math was hard.
Walter, your grandson is our troll? On Instagram, that son of a hoo-ha said I look like the inside of a couch.
I have exploded many couches, and yes, you do look like that.
That's it. I'm out.
Wait. On Facebook, Earl said I should just die already.
You are dead.
I'm done.
Whoa, they're gone. That's like Star Trek or sporting events.
Okay, Earl, with an E.
Dude, it's a U now.
What is wrong with you?
Dad's like kicking me out of the house, dude.
Like I did him. But I thought you were living in their basement.
Lucky, trailers don't have basements.
Bubba J!
Sorry, I'll mute. Well, now I'm coming to live with, like, you and Grandma.
The heck you are!
Unmute! Dun dun dun! At least until I'm, like, TikTok famous.
TikTok?
But before I, like, get there, I need you to low-key take care of a few things.
What the?
Make sure you have, like, super fast Wi-Fi and Netflix, Amazon Prime, Postmates. I'll need an Apple TV, Disney Plus for Mandalorian, and... Oh, hang on, dude.
Hello? Earl? Hello?
Dude, be with you in a mo.
A mo?
That's cool talk for a moment.
Are we still talking here? Earl!
So, I'll also, like, need food that requires teeth to eat, and, we'll need you or Grandma to shop for some items that contain real dairy. I'm, like, high-key vegan, but cheese doesn't count. It's good for me to live with you because, like, think how much money you'll save not getting one of those old guys fall-down boomer bracelets. Hey, Mr. Troll, do you like Justin Timberlake? I am not that kind of troll. I like Hot Pockets. You're the coolest guy ever.
Hello again, I'm Walter. To continue in my series of COVID-19 public service videos, I'd like to say a few words about self-isolation homeschooling. If you're a parent with kids of any school age at home, you are now also a teacher, and this is a huge responsibility. You have to now divide your time between keeping your household up and running and keeping it clean, feeding everyone 3 times a day with whatever resources and limited funds you now have or don't have. Plus, you have to maintain order and keep up relationships inside and even outside the home with phone calls and whatnot. And this leaves you zero time for yourself or doing anything you actually want to do. This is a daunting lifestyle that is taxing many of us with no end in sight. Now, on top of all this, you have to make sure your children are staying on track with their education so they won't be too far behind whenever they do get back to an actual school building. And kids are smart. They know you as mom and dad and not as their teachers or principals. They'll do their schoolwork for 5 minutes, then say they're done. And they know you can't do a damn thing about it. Yep, your kids know how to push your buttons, get away with stuff, and bring you to the edge of, well, insanity. Kids, what were you thinking? I know it's tempting to yell at your spouse and tell them this is all their fault. Over the last few weeks, you probably found yourself wondering if at age 14 or 15, is it too late to put them up for adoption? Could you find a time machine, go back, and just not have them at all? Maybe sell them to a neighbor, or lock them in a shed until this is all over. It's okay. These are all completely normal thoughts. Everybody's having them. You didn't ask for this damn teaching job and you don't want it. Face it, your kids are assholes. I know right now you'd like to strap those children to a rocket and send them into outer space. Well, just don't.
This is how I screw with the sound guy. Ready? We check the microphone. Check. 1, 2. What's wrong? Come on. So my next friend, all I can say is his hobby is drinking. Please help me welcome Bubba J. How you doing, Bubba J? I'm drunk. No. No, you're not. Yeah, I am, but I'm safe because I got my mask on. It's the wrong kind of mask. No, it's not. It's supposed to go over your mouth. Then I can't drink. Duh. Bubba J, how you been handling the pandemic?
There's a pandemic?
Yes, that's what we're talking about. Why do you think we've been staying at home so much? Walter says it's because your career is over with. Have you ever heard of COVID?
COVID. I think when I was a kid, my dad was dating her.
No, it's COVID-19.
Yeah, 19 years old. Yeah, that's her.
No, COVID-19 is a virus.
Yeah, that's how Mom described her, all right.
Bubba J,
I'm kidding. I know about the quarantine.
Sure.
Yeah, it's been no big deal.
Why not?
I was already under house arrest.
Oh.
Yeah, but we drove everywhere.
Wait, how can you be under house arrest and be driving around?
It's a mobile house arrest. Hey, you want to know the best way to avoid touching your face?
Sure, put a beer in each hand.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. And by the way, I would like to thank all the frontline workers in strip clubs who are willing to take it all off except for the masks.
You went to a strip club during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah, it was tough. All my dollars kept bouncing off the plexiglass.
Poor Sally Joe.
You know a stripper by name? Well, I should. She's my sister.
So what else did you do during our time off?
I signed a lot of autographs.
Oh, people recognize you?
No, they thought I owned a zoo full of tigers. Yeah, you know, the accent, a mullet, we all look alike. Oh, good, the black guy laughed. Okay. Not as hard, but he did laugh. All right. What are your sailors' names there?
I'm Ken.
Ken, good to see you, Ken. Ken, what do you do?
Civil engineer.
Civil engineer. Okay, I don't got any jokes about that, so. And who's the other guy?
I'm Ro.
Ro. Hey, Ken and Ro. Ro, what do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
So many jokes. And Ro, what kind of nurse are you? Where do you work?
ICU.
Oh, ICU too. But where do you work? What'd I say? There's holes in my mask, asshole. I can see you. Hey, Ken, every once in a while, do you turn to the guy next to you and go, hey, row, row, row. Well, thanks for coming out, fellas. It's nice having you. Are we going to move on? Well, move on. Okay. This is better than the shit you wrote. Let me talk to some more.
Greetings. I am Ahmed, the dead journalist. And welcome to another edition of as crap election news. I am currently at an undisclosed location in one of the big cities in the United States where peaceful demonstrations are now taking place. Very peaceful. Ah! Pay no attention to the peaceful explosions all around me. Ah! Holy crap, it's just celebrations of peace. I think I was safer as a suicide bomber. Ah! Okay, moving on. Today, I have the honor of hosting a debate for the upcoming presidential election between two gentlemen we all know very well. First, the winner of the 2016 election, the outspoken and sometimes, what the f*** did he just tweet? President of the United States, Ronald Grump. And his opponent, the most questionable presidential candidate in the history of this country, mainly because he lives in the basement and we're fairly certain his wife has him on a shock collar to keep him from saying random crazy stuff. Please welcome the former vice president, Ben Hyden.
Where the hell's a teleprompter? I can't see it with these damn glasses on. How can I give good answers if I can't read them? Ah! Oh, hey, who turned on the lights? Greetings, gentlemen.
Hello again, Ahmed.
Oh, Ahmed, look at you. You want to fight? I'm ready. There's no woodshed down here, but I'll take you behind it, Jack. Squirrel!
What?
Gentlemen, let's start right away with some questions.
He's lying. Every question Haydn has answered so far has been a lie.
There have not been any questions yet.
I knew that. You know, cheerleaders are more fun to watch than the actual football game. But Jill says, no huggy-touchy-squeezy. But I say, it's okay if you're sure there are no cameras around.
As you both know, the pandemic has been devastating to this country and to the world.
Pandemic starts with a P. See? I got my facilities. Faculties. I got my faculties. You know, like teachers. Teachers. Like when they write on a chalkboard and their arms jiggle underneath. Makes me feel kind of...
Mr. President.
Yes?
You're not the president.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Hey, you still hosting Wheel of Fortune? Jill and I love you. Oh, and that Vanna White. I'd buy her, Val.
President Grump, what will you do to prevent any future pandemics?
That's easy. No more testing. None at all. See? No test means no one is sick. The fantastic American public will vote for it. Trust me. Plus, all these terrible viruses come from China. I plan to charge China an import tax on each case of COVID. And then I'll build a wall on our border with China.
Mr. President, there is no border between the U.S. and China.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Well, there will be, and Mexico will pay for it.
What? Why?
Because they still owe us for the other one. Did I ever tell you about the time I got a fortune cookie that said made in China? At least, that's what the little piece of paper said. Only, it was a sticker. And it was on my cell phone case. No cookie, just the fortune.
True story. That was a sticker on your phone case that said made in China.
Yep. If we had that wall on the China border, no more fake fortune cookies, phone cases. I'm going to make that an executive order law. Listen here, bub. You're done building walls. I remember when I told Gorbachev to tear down that wall. Best speech I ever made. Jill said that speech made her horny. Oh, that was a good one. You know, you better hope that China never buys the United States, because if they do, then the abbreviation for Virginia would be V.
Don't say it.
China.
He said it.
Yeah, vagina. Did I ever tell you about the time I went to China? I went there with Hillary. Hillary loves China.
Holy crap.
That's gotta hurt. Did I ever tell you about the time when I was fighting in the Korean War? I was stationed in Kimchi. Those guys used deadly force on me 72 times. One for every state. And every time, I took them behind the woodshed. I stripped down naked and I said, come get me, kimchi guys, you bitch.
What?
Does anyone here really think I'm the crazy one?
Mr. Haydn, do black lives matter?
You mean in general or when picking a running mate? Both answers are yes.
Mr. Haydn, how do you pronounce Senator Harris's first name?
Ha! You can't trick me. I know there's no such person as Senator Harris. Never heard of him.
She's your running mate.
You said mate. Chicka-wow-wow.
President Grump, what do you have to say about rioters in Portland being grabbed and thrown into unmarked vans?
Where'd they grab them?
Portland.
Oh, not the P word I was thinking of. Carmella. It's Carmella.
We have moved on, Mr. Vice President.
Sorry, Alec. For 500, who is Carmella Harrison?
I'm sorry, Mr. Vice President. It's Kamala.
You dimwits. It's commie law, as in communist law, which is what we're going to have if she becomes vice president, and then president when this guy can't remember his last name. Or as I sometimes call her, sweet cheeks.
Time for a pop quiz. What does Antifa stand for?
I take it for incontinence.
Antifa. That's the island where Kamilah is from.
In the light of current civil unrest, how will you handle Antifa?
I can't handle Antifa. I'm not supposed to touch any more women at all, except Jill. Jill said that any time I can touch her Antifa. I kind of want one of those things.
President Grump, what has the current administration done correctly in regard to the COVID pandemic?
It's gone. I tweeted it away.
It's not gone.
Yes, it is. And baseball is back. You're welcome, America.
Mr. Vice President, what would you have done differently in regard to COVID?
When's this debate going to start? I'm itching for a fight. You know, sometimes I just itch.
When do you predict the COVID pandemic will be over with?
Tuesday.
Holy crap, this country is toast. How would you prevent future pandemics? To you, Mr. Hayden.
Thanks, Oxnard.
It's Ahmed. Ahmed.
Hey, you know that show where that kid went, Dynamite? You should do that. Then blow something up.
What are you talking about?
I just want to go on record saying there is no pandemic. This is a hoax. It's just bad sushi from China. It's bad China sushi. Why do you think the Chinese have all these sushi restaurants?
Sushi is Japanese.
You, my friend, are a racist. See that? That's how you do it. You call them a racist and they got nowhere to go. Right. We need better masks that can prevent germs, but at the same time can still allow you to sniff a pretty girl's hair from behind.
What is happening?
Sorry, I hope Jill didn't hear that one. Jill is my wife. You know, she looks just like my sister. I get them mixed up sometimes. It's actually kind of hot. Whoa, that was a big one. Well, you're lucky I'm not going to remember this. Starting to kind of like this guy.
Next question. How can you help prevent a peaceful protest from turning violent?
That's an easy one. Just send in the military and start shooting. I got that from General Patton. He was our second best president.
Another question. Do you think mail-in voting can be fraudulent?
Of course. Anyone can fill out a vote by mail, including all the illegals that work in my hotels. We need to delay the election until we fix that problem. If you don't believe me, just ask my BFF, Putin. I already mailed in my votes, whole box of them. It's going to be a landslide for Perot. Yee-haw! Perot's running again?
Mr. President, how will you handle foreign policy?
I say you grab it. You grab it by the policy.
Do either of you think you're too old for the job of president?
I'm still young at heart. And hair. Seriously. I still act young, some say like a baby. And I still got all my male hormones. I mean, I know how hot my daughter is. We all do. Am I right? Can you repeat the question in my good ear?
Never mind. Next question. How will you help those who lost their jobs in businesses during COVID?
You mean all the folks I fired from the White House? You know, when I was a kid, me and Cream Corn used to have a paper route. The lesson there is you gotta pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get back on that horse. If elected, I will make sure every American has bootstraps and a whore. I'm in.
He meant horse.
Darn. Hey, bub, did you know that the donut is the state bird of Manhattan?
Do you have a plan to ensure that all Americans can afford health care?
No, but I'm pushing for longer CVS receipts. The 3-foot long ones are okay, but I'm saying 6 feet will get me reelected.
What are you talking about?
Well, you may not get any money off your prescriptions, but you'll get a buy one, get one free on corn nuts. If anyone messes with my Medicare, I will put a boot in their ass. Did I ever tell you about the time I killed a man with my dentures? Sunshine in one hand and dentures in the other. Hoya! What the hell is he talking about?
This country is very divided. How will you bring all Americans together?
By keeping everyone separate.
Mr. Vice President?
Duct tape. That holds everything together. He's losing it. And by the way, I did not pick Kamala because she's black. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I picked her because she was the most qualified candidate.
No, you didn't.
I picked her because she's a woman.
There you go.
Black and a woman.
What?
When I was a young boy, growing up in Scottsdale.
Scranton! You grew up in Scranton!
Scranton? You sure? Sounds like something you take medicine for to get rid of. Hey, Frank, you don't look so good. Yeah, you know that woman I was going out with? She gave me Scranton. And boy, does it itch.
Ah! Holy crap.
But when I was a young boy, I used to say, I want to be a strong black woman. Gah! Black man. Gah! Black child. Gah! Young black child with a taste for Mexican food. Gah! Unicorn. I want to be a damn unicorn.
Gah! You guys are nuts. Seriously, after seeing all of this, what idiot would want to be president?
I'm your Huckleberry.
There's one of my voters.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. America, you're screwed.
Wait! If I'm gonna run, I need to pick a vice president of color.
Hey, does purple count?
Oh my. Hello, everyone. It's me, Bubba J. And I'm coming to you from my tent, because I'm self-isolating. I'm in the backyard of Jeff's house all by myself, and I haven't seen anyone for a month or more, except for the yard guy, and when he comes around with his blower, I have to zip up, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I am self-icing, and I'm having a blast. And how am I doing that? Well, I'm not really. This blows. But I was told to stay positive. So yeah, I'm positive this blows. This is like being on a tour bus, but there's no tour or bus. Okay, so tips for avoiding catching COVID-19, which is the Chinese virus. But we're not supposed to say it's Chinese because somehow that's racist. But it started in China by the Chinese, so duh. This advice comes directly from the CDC and the WHO. That's right, the Center for Disease Control and the WHO. I don't know why Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend have any say in all this, but they rock. Okay, here we go. In order to not catch the virus, do not leave your house for any reason. But if you do, wear a mask, and not the 50 Shades of Grey mask that goes over your eyes. The other kind that goes over your mouth like when your mom wants you to stop talking. And with these masks, as we've all seen on the news, the masks are completely useless and don't do any good. But they can save your life, so wear it. Got it? Number 8. I don't know what number I'm on. I think it's actually 2. Anyway, remember that there is no reason to go to stores because they're all closed, except for the ones that are open. But you shouldn't go, unless you have to. And when you do go, make sure you wear a mask and gloves, but do not touch any part of yourself or the mask or gloves when putting them on or taking them off. But if you go in public and touch your face, make sure you also kiss your ass. Goodbye. Do not hoard food items. There are plenty of groceries at the grocery stores unless you go when everything is gone. Good luck. Next, don't go to the hospital unless you really have to. But if you do go, don't talk to anyone or touch anything ever. If you have to go through a doorway, wait for someone else to open it first, then slip in behind them. Do not go in front of them because they might breathe your direction and then you're screwed. Yeah, and that's another thing. Since the virus can linger in the air for 10 minutes, walking 30 feet in any direction should take no less than half an hour. Walk 10 feet, wait 10 minutes, etc. So, if you have to walk down an apartment hallway to get your mail, do the math. You may need a sack lunch, but don't touch your lunch! Just eat it. Remember, this virus can be deadly, but the odds are you'll be fine, but you might not be. So be careful, but don't be crazy. And wear a condom. A mask. Wear a mask. With a condom. A mask condom. It's a thing. Can't be too careful. Gloves are a huge deterrent to the virus if you don't touch anything that has the virus on it. They say you can wash your gloved hands to get the gloves clean again, but then why did you wear the gloves in the first place if you're just going to wash your hands with the gloves on? I don't know, just do it. Then throw away the gloves. Remember, if you have COVID-19, you will have symptoms, unless you don't. But you could still become contagious with or without symptoms, or you may already have it and not know it, and you may have or may not be contagious. And there's a possibility that you could get it 2 or 3 times, and then all of this starts all over again with any of the above combination of possibilities. Got it? Also, hold your breath when you flush the toilet. According to some articles and unnamed sources, there may be COVID in your poo. And unlike other times, right now when you flush, you should not breathe in flying air particles of poo. If you do, you could give this virus to yourself. So going to the bathroom is a crapshoot. Not really. This is serious stuff. To conclude, so far at the time right now when I'm making this recording on my flip phone, there is no known cure for this disease. There will be one, but this is like waiting for Christmas without a calendar. One day, we're going to wake up, turn on the news, and ta-da, here's your drugs. But for now, stay safe, don't do anything stupid, and remember, we're all in this together. Not really, because this is my tent, damn it. Sorry, I said damn it. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. So the first guy I'd like to introduce, I think audiences enjoy because everyone knows someone like this in your own family or where you work. Please help me welcome my old friend, Walter. Walter, how are you?
What the hell do you think?
Well, you're playing it safe with the mask?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'm about to die, though.
Why?
I picked up the wrong damn mask. You did? Yeah, this is yours and your breath stinks.
Can I take it off?
Please do, and then get yourself a damn Tic Tac, for God's sakes.
How's everything else?
Oh, it's just great. This has been the best year ever. But then, after all these months, you told me we were going to finally get to do a show again.
That's right.
I was happy.
Really?
Yeah. Then we get here, and we're outdoors. And the size of this audience makes it look like we're doing a frickin' bar mitzvah for one of the unpopular kids. This sucks.
But we're outdoors.
I know. Do a show. Get a tick.
This is a lovely place.
For a birthday party? Hey, let's go play pin the tail on the moron who decided to do this.
Walter, we're here to make people laugh.
Yeah, well, and we're in the middle of the terrible pandemic, so let's have a chuckle.
People could use a laugh right now.
I could use some crack right now. Outside. Yeah, no walls, right? No curtain. Yeah, this is Comedy Central on a budget.
This is a great venue.
You have been quarantined too damn long. Well, this looks like the patrons had nowhere to go after a Chuck E. Cheese burnt down.
So what have you been doing all this time off?
Well, actually, I had my hips replaced.
Your hips?
Both knees?
Really?
Yeah, had my shoulder replaced.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I'm trying to get out of my marriage one body part at a time.
Don't you think this is great being on TV?
I don't care. My wife and I have been locked up alone in our house together for so long, it's just a matter of time before we end up on Dateline.
How have you been holding up through all this?
Well, I just hope you washed your hand for 20 seconds before you put it where it is. Are we supposed to be 6 feet apart? Well, oh, wait, yeah, if we did that, I couldn't talk. You can't throw your voice a measly 6 feet?
Yes, I can.
Oh, then I guess my mouth wouldn't move. Because you couldn't pull on the little thing in the jig back there. You'd be like, hey, Walter, and I'd be like,
Hey, Lauren, how's it going? So do you wear a mask when you go to the store and all that?
Sure.
I like the idiots who wear masks over their mouths but not their noses, too, dimwits. That's like wearing a jock strap on your knees. I mean, it's there, but what's the point?
You know, I read that medical experts say people should wear masks during time of, you know...
Ah, come on, you don't need a mask. No, no, you can hold your breath for 34 seconds.
So how's everything been going with your wife?
Oh, Ethan, getting on each other's nerves and fighting all the time.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah, you mean since the quarantine?
Since our wedding. But we're staying 60 apart.
What?
Yeah, it's the closest we've been in years.
Well, with the pandemic, you know, we can't get together with people we're usually around. Sometimes we can't visit family.
I know. Is this thing great or what?
You know, many people say they've put on weight during the pandemic.
My wife started putting on weight during the pandemic.
She did?
Yeah, of 1919. I'm not kidding. She didn't get the Spanish flu. She got Spanish desserts. Who likes flan? What the hell?
I think those are called tapas.
Yeah, well, she's at the top of her weight class. So what have you and your family been up to?
Well, during the quarantine, I wanted to get out of the house safely, so I asked Audrey what she thought about getting an RV.
An RV?
Yeah,
and then I guess she asked you what you thought about her getting a younger husband.
Hello, I'm Walter. I'm coming to you from my home in Southern California, where, like most of you, I've been self-isolating with my family, doing what the experts are telling us we should. It's for the good of our country and for the world, and I hope you're doing the same. We all realize this is going on for a long time with no real guess as to when we can be out and about again, but they say it's working. In many cities, the curve is flattening, but this is frustrating. We all know that. This is more time together with family members in close proximity and isolated than any of us have ever spent. It's not easy, but let's all keep one simple thing in mind. It really is not okay to kill your spouse. Look, I know it's tempting, and who the hell would notice? You're stuck in the damn house alone with no one checking in. Even the Amazon guy won't get close. You could have weeks to hide the body. But come on, killing your spouse? It's not okay. Just don't.
Okay, is everyone here? We're still waiting for Bubba J, of course.
Previously on 6 Minutes.
You wanted to see me, Mr. President?
Yes, Jack, I did. We have reliable intel that within the next 24 hours, there will be a terrorist attack on American soil.
He looks dead.
I know, because he is. But he's not. It's complicated. Anyway, somehow he got in through the U.S.-Mexican border. Hard to believe because it's so damn secure.
Who's that?
That's his coyote on a stick. The target's name is Ahmed, and he plans to blow up the place in America with the most, as he calls them, infidels. Las Vegas.
I'll do everything in my power to stop him. I give you my word, Mr. President.
Why are you talking like that? Just use your normal voice.
Really?
I am telling you, oh great leader, this Las Vegas looks like hell on earth! Look at all these infidels! I kill you!
Huh?
Okay,
damn it! We're running out of time!
No! They're 3 hours ahead of us in Vegas!
You idiot! They're 3 hours behind us!
Oh, I always get that wrong. I've never seen anything so vile as these sinful, corrupt, horrible city of Las Vegas. Save yourselves! Do not come here! Your eyes will burn! My eyes! The burkas here in Las Vegas are very short.
Shots fired.
Be careful, Jack.
I'm going in.
Oh, sorry, guys. My bad.
Asshole.
Peanut, where did you send me?
What? No, I am telling you, do not come here. I am being forced to watch uncovered females. Did you know that women have two eyebrows?
Shh.
What? You shush. I am not talking. I am on the phone.
Mr. President, our target has activated a nuclear warhead just outside of Las Vegas. We have to dismantle that missile.
I'll get my best man on it.
Well, I'm on it. Now what?
I win! It must be because I brought my lucky virgin-like woman.
I've acquired the target. I have the shot.
They have laser tag at Planet Hollywood too? I love this place.
Are we clear?
Abort! Jack, repeat, abort! Ahmed is not the target!
And who's trying to blow up Vegas?
Damn you, Jack Durham!
It was you all along trying to blow up Las Vegas? Why?
My wife was going there for the weekend, and this is my last chance for freedom.
Don't listen to him, Jack. He's not the president!
Damn it! I would have gotten away with this if it wasn't for you meddling kids. But I can still do this!
Uh-oh.
Mom?
Welcome to Las Vegas, Mr. President.
Time for the show to start!
Walter, where's the wife?
At a birthday party.
Whose?
Hers.
Shouldn't you be there?
I already said no on the Evite. I want to watch the game.
Oh, come on. How about YouTube and epic fail compilations?
What?
You know, idiot stunts gone wrong, and it's always, my balls.
That's entertainment to you.
Yes.
You know, I finally have a chance to watch a game in silence, and now you're going to ruin it.
I'll shut up. Hey, I was just on the internet and discovered something I could not believe.
CNN?
No. Have you ever heard of the Mandela Effect?
No, I have not. and I don't need to know.
It's the unexplained phenomenon where you remember something a certain way, but in fact, it never happened.
That would be Alzheimer's.
Oh, you worried you might get that?
No, I'm worried Jeff might. Then we're all screwed.
But the Mandela thing. People claim it's because of a parallel universe or that time travelers have altered things in the past.
Okay, like in the Terminator, but without robots or explosions.
Yes, but important stuff, like movie quotes and cartoon characters.
Oh, someone please kill me.
They call it the Mandela Effect because some people swear Nelson Mandela died in prison when in fact he did not. Mandela Effect.
Whatever.
I'm going to ask you a series of questions.
Please don't.
At the end of The Empire Strikes Back, what does Darth Vader say to Luke?
Luke, I am your father.
No, he does not. He says, no, I am your father. Mandela Effect.
Wait a minute, are you sure?
Yes. Hey, in the game of Monopoly, does Mr. Pennybags, the banker, wear a monocle?
Of course he does.
No, he does not wear a monocle. Mandela Effect.
Hey, so does this mean it's possible I thought I was married, but I'm not?
No, you're still married.
Oh, shit.
Hey, here's another one. Spell Oscar Mayer.
Hold on, let me do that song. My Bologna, the first name is O-S-C-A-R. My Bologna is the second name, M-E-Y-E-R.
Mandela Effect, you just said M-E-Y-E-R, but in fact, it's M-A-Y-E-R.
Tell me if I spell this right. F-U-C.
Okay, okay. Fine, fine, I'll stop. Let's watch the game.
Hey, what the hell? Something's changed about you.
What? What are you talking about? The Mandela Effect. Is this world really what you think it is? Or is it something completely different?
AJ, stop being creepy! It's time for dinner!
Sorry, Dad.
So, all week long, Jeff has been playing old Huey Lewis songs. Then today, he shows up in this, a 1982 DeLorean. This guy loves the 80s. Anyway, he said we're going to take some kind of trip. I don't know. Here we go.
Whoa, 1982. This car smells like Cyndi Lauper. So, what are we doing?
We have a DeLorean. We're going back to the future.
Back to the future?
Yeah, like in the movie. You know, they got the DeLorean, got up to 88 miles per hour, and went back.
How far back?
I don't know. I don't remember. I'm not that much of a geek. Here we go. 85. 87. There's 88. Peanut?
Da-da-da!
Hi, everybody. Jeff Dunham, sitting here in my shop, and next to me is the guy who is going to be the next addition to the show. I have been creating him the last few weeks during the pandemic when we're all in self-isolation, but he is here today to help me introduce a video. And this video is from a few years ago, but I've tagged on something to the end that's going to make it new and different and fun. And I don't know, hey, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? Okay, anyway, watch the video. It's a lot of fun. And then at the end is something that comes from the early 80s. It's me doing a car commercial in Tyler, Texas, and it has a Star Wars theme to it as well. I think you'll enjoy it.
Read the card, please.
I'm a Jedi Knigget.
That's Jedi Knight.
No, I'm not.
I have been waiting for you, Obi-Wan.
It's Obi-Wan. Could you do it again, please?
What? Is you're not the droid you're looking for.
Seriously? Why do I always have to play the furry guy? This sucks!
What's my motivation here?
Do or do not. There is no try, senor.
Abracadabra. Shazam! Almost. Almost got it.
Use the force, dumbass.
Luke! I am your father. Luke, I am your father.
You're not my father. You're my uncle's cousin's brother, and they got divorced, so you're nothing to me.
It's use the force, Luke.
Use the force, dumbass. Was that better?
Who gives a dog a gun? Seriously, really?
Holy crap, this turban is heavy.
These are not the droids you're looking for. Yes, they are. No, they're not. Yes, they are. No, they're not.
You know your mother chose that name, Luke. I wanted to call you Steve.
I am a Jedi, honesty.
Princess Leia is my sister?
Come to the dark side. Because if you don't, I kill you. Welcome to the Star Wars Cantina. Get your shit and get out.
He doesn't actually say, I kill you?
Yes, he does.
This is fun, but, you know, a shotgun works better.
May the force be with you, senor.
Could you read that line one more time, just with a little more energy?
May the force be with you, senor.
Obi-Wan has taught you well. Wait, wouldn't that be Obi-Wan has taught you good? Isn't that it? I felt a great disturbance in the force. That's better. Can I kill someone now? Seriously.
May the force be with you.
Chewbacca doesn't have lines.
Whatever.
Oh, my arm! Ow! Ow! Dad, no!
When do I get to start killing people? You got the Death Star, you got your light sticks, you got the freaking force. Why not just the bomb? All done. Genius.
I think I need to go to the doctor because this has been out for more than 4 hours. Cut.
Let me get this straight. You want me to play a white dude? Oh, hell no.
I'm now sitting here with Jack and James. These are actual real people. So, guys, have you seen Star Wars before?
Mm-hmm.
You've watched Star Wars?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've watched it in here together, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you remember the character that you liked the most?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
The alien.
The alien. Well, that's E.T. That's different. Okay. But right now, guys, we're going to show something that's embarrassing. You know what embarrassing is? It's where you don't want people to see it. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to show a video from when I was in college at Baylor University, but I would drive to Tyler, Texas, and shoot commercials for courtesy Pontiac and Datsun. And every week they would have a different theme. And this particular week it was Star Wars themed. So here's me and my dummy Archie from 1980 or 81. And, well, enjoy. And it's embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah, you got that right, Circuit Board Breath. Yeah,
well, Archie, what's the matter with R2-D2?
What are you, some kind of droid or something? R2-D2 is excited. How come? He's blown a circuit. Why? Because courtesy Pontiac and Datsun strikes back.
That's right. And we're having car wars,
and he's excited because our prices are so low here at courtesy Pontiac and Datsun.
That's right.
And my name is Archie Skywalker, and this is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I see, yeah.
And folks, let me show you some fantastic cars we got on sale. Look at this, a 1980 Pontiac Firebird,
only $63.66.
Fantastic. And look at this, a 1980 Pontiac Sunbird, $115 down
and $115 a month for 48 months.
And look at this, same car, $4,466, or a Datsun D210. And looky there, R2-D2. Holy Chewbacca, gee whiz. Well, there he goes with high prices. That's courtesy of Pontiac and Datsun
right here in Tyler.
Southwest Loop 323
right here in Big Tyler.
Come on out, bring your lightsaber with a fantastic money and get a fantastic car from us.
Scene 43A, take one. And action.
What movie is this again?
The Fast and Furious franchise.
We get french fries? Hey, before we go any further, did you know that Vin Diesel's real name is Vin Number?
Scene 42, take one.
I live my life a quarter pounder at a time.
No, Dom says I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Oh, I don't know how Dom lives his life, but I like hamburgers and cheeseburgers, especially ones that are made fast and furious. Hey, can my contract say that I have first dibs on all roadkill? Good eating.
All right, Bubba, you driving? Driving.
I'm not driving. I'm sitting still. This is so fake. I mean, if I'm driving, shouldn't I have a beer? This is what I'm talking about. Why is there blue everywhere? Oh, is this the Fast and the Furious where they run over the Smurfs?
It's for the special effects.
My mama said I was special. Special effects?
We're
going to
put it in later.
That's what she said. I live my life a six-pack at a time.
No.
A keg at a time? A fifth of whiskey at a time. I'm making a left turn.
Camera is rolling and... The Farts and the Furious?
You fell for it. See what I wrote on that thing? Ahmed is furious. Guess which one I am? It's getting kind of iffy in here. Can I still do this movie with a suspended license?
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious. C43. Take me. Jinx, buy me a beer. Who are you anyway? You know, there's been like 23 Fast and Furiouses. There was Fast and Furious in Tokyo and Furious. I think the next one should be the Furial Fastness. The Furry Fast Feral Furious. The Fingered Furious Furry Foxes. That's perfect. Look out! The car is rolling upside down and it's gonna land on its wheels and keep going! Yay, here I am! Yay! And ooh! Look out for the bad guys and you're gonna shoot at me! And oh, they shot my car like a million times! But miraculously, in the next scene, there's no holes in it! Here we go! Yeah! I'd go see that. Hey, did you know Vin Diesel's real name is Vin? Is this gonna be over?
Can we cut?
So, Ahmed, I know you've been working on something for us tonight.
Oh, yes! You know my song from a few years back, Jingle Bombs? You know that song?
Yeah!
Yes! It was a huge hit.
Yes, it was.
Or, as we say in the business, it exploded, of course. Well, I have now written a song for this crazy time we have all been going through.
Okay.
I call it Ahmed's Up on the Housetop Ode to COVID.
All right, perfect.
Maestro, please.
Is this going to be good?
Of course it is. Just listen.
Okay.
Up on the housetop is where I'll be. Up here, no one can cough on me. Can't go to restaurants or even bars. I miss the days when we only had SARS. Ha, 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 COVID blows. Ha, 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 swab up my nose. Waiting on the housetop, tick, tick, tick. Avoiding all the folks who are sick, sick, sick.
That was good.
Silence! I'm not done yet.
Okay, there's more.
Great, here we go. My kids watch school for an hour and a half. As the teacher talks, he plays Minecraft. Go out of the shower in my room. My kids' whole class saw me naked on Zoom. Ha, 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 2020 sucked. Ha, 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 we all got screwed. Up on the housetop is where I'll be. Wishing for the end of 2020. We all sit at home eating all day long. Did you get so fat that your shorts are now a thong? Wear yourself a mask without fail. Cause if you don't, they'll drag you off to jail. Ha ha ha, what day is it? Ha ha ha, who gives a crap? A fun house top, I'll just stay. Lots of store fights on Black Friday. All I want for Christmas is a vaccine. Being all bone, I could also use a spleen. Can't take a pic with Santa in the mall. To make things worse, he smells like alcohol. Ha ha ha, this year was trash. Ha ha ha, hope Santa doesn't crash. Up on the housetop feeling blue, waiting for the day that I kill you. Squeak, squeak!